பத்ரம் கர்ணே பஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஸ்யேமாக்ஷபிரயஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகம்சஸ்தனுபிஹ வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதை யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃ பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So we saw the eighth mantra. Atma, the reality being not an object, it is not available for sense perception, nor is it available for word description. It cannot be attained as a result of penance or as a result of action. Na anyehi devehi tapasa karmanava. It cannot be perceived through any of the sense organs. It is not available for available as a result of any amount of tapas a person performs. It is not available as a result of action, na karmana. Only when a person goes through the discipline of jnana yoga, and if he, in terms of shravanam mananam, a result of which if a person is dwelling upon the subject matter of this shastram, jnana prasadena, if he is blessed by his own mind in terms of mental purification, a mental if a person has mental purification, mental steadiness, vishuddha sattvaha, as the pure, adequately pure minded, dhyayamanaha, dwelling upon the unfoldment of the subject matter of this shastram, nishkalam tataha tu nishkalam tam pashyate, a person discerns the truth, the person discerns the absolute reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness and which is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. He discerns and he claims that reality obtaining in the realm of consciousness as one's own self in terms of aham brahma asmi. So vishuddha sattvaha, in the eighth mantra, Upanishad emphasizes the importance of having mental preparedness. Of course, one must do shravanam for length of time to understand the teaching, and for the teaching to be dwelt upon, to be assimilated, and to enjoy the benefit of that understanding, one must definitely have mental preparedness. One must be adequately mentally pure. One must become vishuddha sattvaha. One must have the grace of one's own mind. Only then a person can ascertain the teaching, assimilate the teaching. One can enjoy the benefit of that teaching. That is what is emphasized in this mantra. You will go to the next mantra. Yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati. Yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati. Vishuddha sattva kamayate yamscha kaman. Yam yam lokam. Now reading it, yam yam lokam, yam yam lokam, yam 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 lokam, yam yam lokam, manasa sambibhati, yam yam lokam, manasa sambibhati, vishuddha sattva kamayate yamscha kaman. விஷுத்த சத்வக் காமயதே யாம்ஸ்ச காமான் தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ஸ்ச காமான் தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ஸ்ச காமான் தஸ்மாதாத்மஜ்ஞம் ஹ்யர்ச்சயேத் பூதி காமஹ யம் யல்லோகம் மனசா சம்விபாதி యం యల్లోకం మనసా సంభాతి విశుద్ధ సత్వ కామయతేయాంశ్చ కామాన్ విశుద్ధ సత్వ కామయతేయాంశ్చ కామాన్ తం తల్లోకం జయతే తాంశ్చ కామాన్ తం తల్లోకం జయతే తాంశ్చ కామాన్ తస్మాద్ ఆత్మజ్ఞం హ్యర్చయేత్ తస్మాత్ ఆత్మజ్ఞం హ్యర్చయేత్ భూతి కామః తం తల్లోకం జయతే తాంశ్చ కామాన్ తాంశ్చ కామాన్ తస్మాద్ ఆత్మజ్ఞం హ్యర్చయేత్ భూతి కామః యం యల్లోకం మనసా సంవిభాతి విశుద్ధ సత్వ కామయతేయాంశ్చ కామాన్ తం తల్లోకం జయతే తాంశ్చ కామాన్ తస్మాద్ ఆత్మజ్ఞం హ్యర్చయేత్ భూతి కామః. ఓకే, నౌ దిస్ ఇస్ ది కన్క్లూడింగ్ మంత్రా ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది థర్డ్ ముండక. దిస్ ఇస్ ది కన్క్లూడింగ్ మంత్ర, ది టెన్త్ మంత్ర, కన్క్లూడింగ్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది థర్డ్ ముండక, థర్డ్ చాప్టర్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఉపనిషత్ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్రెసెంట్స్ ది గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ బై ప్రెసెంటింగ్ ది గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని. A wise person is glorified in this mantra. A jnani is glorified. If a jnani is glorified, actually, it's a glorification of jnanam. It's a glorification of the wisdom. And here, how does the Upanishad glorify a wise person? In this mantra, the glorification of a jnani is given in a particular manner. Because the wise person, we know very well, it is the Atma Jnanam which alone is said to be the knowledge of the reality of the universe, is the knowledge of the self. In fact, knowledge of the self is knowledge of the reality of the universe. And the knowledge of the reality of the universe is, in fact, knowledge of who Bhagavan is. The person who has the knowledge of Bhagavan is, in fact, Bhagavan himself. The person who has the knowledge of the truth of the self is the one who has knowledge of the truth of the universe. The one who has knowledge of the truth of the universe is the one who has knowledge of the truth of Bhagavan. And the one who has knowledge of the Bhagavan, who knows what Bhagavan means, who Bhagavan is, and one who has understanding of what Bhagavan is, who Bhagavan is, in fact, is Bhagavan himself. And it is this jnanam, atma jnanam, self-knowledge, is said to be the spiritual wisdom, absolute wisdom. It is not simple worldly wisdom. The spiritual wisdom, Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, knowledge of the reality alone is said to be this wisdom, the spiritual wisdom. And the person who has this spiritual wisdom is a Jnani. And such a Jnani individual, an individual human being who is a person of wisdom, is Bhagavan himself. Means he is as good as Bhagavan, he is as good as Ishvara himself. Even after attaining jnanam, even as a jnani, this jiva, this person continues to be an individual jiva. when in his day-to-day transactions, in his vyavaharaha, he continues to be an individual jiva like any other ajnani individual jiva, individual human being. And the question comes, how can we say a wise person is as great as Ishvara? Or how can we say that wise person is, in fact, Ishvara himself? A wise person is as good as Ishvara. On what basis do we say that wise person is revered as Bhagavan? A jnani is revered as Bhagavan. In fact, Shastram does make it very clear that there are certain reasons why a wise person is revered as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not a jnani. Not a wise person. But the wise person who has the knowledge of Bhagavan is revered as Bhagavan, revered as Ishvara. Because the wise person is the one who has discovered the fact that I, the content of I is nothing but pure consciousness, which lends existence to the entire cosmos, and which is of the nature of limitlessness. And therefore, there's no reality other than pure consciousness. There's no Bhagavan other than this reality. And it is this reality obtaining in the form of consciousness, arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness alone, is implied by the term Brahman. Therefore, the wise person has discovered the fact that I, the self, am Brahman, aham Brahma asmi. The wise person is revered as Ishvara because he has discovered the fact that he is the absolute reality essentially in terms of aham Brahma asmi. There's a clear vision. See, aham Brahma asmi is a statement of fact. Every individual is essentially the truth. Just as every wave is essentially nothing but H2O, the water, every individual is essentially the reality. Whether we know, we do not know. The fact is, every individual is the truth. So every individual must be able to say, aham Brahma asmi. The person who has discovered this fact can say, aham Brahma asmi. The person who has yet to discover the fact cannot say, aham Brahma asmi. Okay, so the wise person is the one who is of the discovery of the fact that aham Brahma asmi. And then, when a person discovers the fact that aham Brahma asmi, when a person discovers the fact that he is essentially Brahman, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, the person becomes freed from all forms of impurities. See, only in jnanam, absolute purity is possible. In the wake of the clear vision of one's own self being Atma, the pure consciousness, when a person shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to this Atma, the consciousness, from the standpoint of consciousness, the Atma, one can see the fact that Atma, the consciousness, is absolutely free from all impurities. So claiming consciousness as the self, the person sees the self, one's own self being free from all impurities. That is why it is said, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing which is as purifying as jnanam, means you do not become pure. Knowledge does not make you newly pure. You claim the purity as your nature. When you claim consciousness as the self, you can claim purity as your nature. So claiming, discovering the truth, thereby claiming the truth in terms of consciousness as the self, thereby claiming purity as one's own nature, is in fact becoming free from all forms of impurities. Second thing, and this person, wise person's mind also becomes absolutely pure. Means absolutely sattvic. A wise person is a person of predominantly sattvic nature. His mind becomes absolutely pure because all his thoughts become, all his impurities become resolved for good. You can ask, how does, once you have jnanam, all impurities become resolved? Until a person attains jnanam, one has to live a life of karma yoga, one has to live consciously a life of dharma to have certain relative purity. But absolute purity is possible only in the wake of the jnanam, because in the wake of the knowledge of the self, when a person claims consciousness as the content of I, and from the standpoint of consciousness, when a person shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, naturally, the limitations superimposed upon the atma also become resolved. When the superimpositions are not there, the limitations of body, mind, sense complex are not superimposed upon the atma, because the person becomes objective towards the body, mind, sense complex, he does not take the body, mind, sense complex anymore as the self. Even though wise person is endowed with the self, he does not take the body, mind, sense complex as the self. He sees atma alone as the self. He sees the consciousness implied by the term atma as the content of I, as the meaning of the word I. Thereby, from the standpoint of consciousness, the person's identity being not there with the body, mind, sense complex, identity being no more with the body, mind, sense complex, the limitations of body, mind, sense complex also do not become superimposed upon the self. The limitations are not superimposed upon the self. Naturally, all the wrong notions one has about oneself also become resolved for good. When all the wrong notions become resolved, when all the wrong erroneous perception of the self becomes corrected, wrong notions become resolved, naturally, the common human fundamental problem centered on I, caused by wrong notions, also becomes resolved for good. There's no more sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. In jnanam, this wrong notion, I am small, I am insecure, I am unhappy, you know, I am inadequate, I am a mortal, all these wrong notions one entertains about one's own self become resolved for good. All these wrong notions are not there. And the person sees this one's own nature being fullness. Fullness, wise person sees very clearly fullness being the nature of the self. Therefore, when a person revels in the vision of fullness as his own nature, naturally he becomes free from sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness, etc. The fundamental problem of human being is being not there. The fundamental problem caused, you know, when nothing in the world can trigger any fundamental problem, sense of smallness. Therefore, when the sense of smallness cannot be triggered, I tell you, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, desire, all these become resolved for good. There's no more, desire does not arise. Ragadveshas are not there. Even if the desire arises, it is not for happiness. There's no desire, there's no raga, likes and dislikes, there's no passion, there's no jealousy, there's no hatred, there's no way of having anger at all. All these become resolved for good when the fundamental, the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy becomes resolved. All these impurities, all these emotions also become resolved for good. As these emotions do not get triggered, their mind is absolutely pure mind. Therefore, Jnani's mind is absolutely pure and sattvic. That is why Shastram says, you can live a life of karma yoga to have a relative mastery. In fact, you need not work hard at all. Once you have jnanam, mind becomes naturally pure, because all emotions will resolve. All emotions like desire, anger, passion, likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, etc. are emotions which are triggered from the subconscious. Only when the person suffers the problem of the fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I. When that problem is not there, the problem caused all this impurity is also resolved for good. Okay, this is how, okay, Jnani becomes free from impurities. Therefore, as a wise person's mind is absolutely pure and sattvic, as a wise person revels, claims the purity as his own essential nature, and he is somewhere much nearer to Bhagavan. A wise person is much nearer to Bhagavan means what? He is closer to Bhagavan in the sense he is as good as Bhagavan. Why? Because he has discovered the fact, Aham Brahma Asmi. And it is the mental purification makes him revered. It is the mental purification of the Jnani because of which he is revered as Bhagavan. Okay. Second point. Then, and a Jnani always invoked Bhagavan. A wise person is the one who invokes Bhagavan in himself always. So a wise person who is dwelling upon Bhagavan's Swarupam as his own Swarupam, when he is contemplative, the wise person is the one who would have been contemplative always. And in his contemplation, he always invokes Bhagavan's Swarupam as his own Swarupam. Therefore, he has invoked Bhagavan in himself all the time. Therefore, wise person's body, mind and complex is like a temple. See, if you are able to understand your Swarupam being non-separate from Bhagavan, if you invoke Bhagavan's essential nature as your own essential nature, then you invoke Bhagavan in yourself. If you invoke Bhagavan in yourself, then you become a temple yourself. Your body, mind, sense complex becomes a temple itself. It's a very amazing, beautiful fact. Okay? If a person is given to the study of the Shastram, if a person understands the fact that the truth of the whole universe is nothing but the truth of one's own self. The truth of one's own self is the truth of the whole universe. And it is this truth which is looked upon as Bhagavan. Therefore, when a person dwells upon one's own essential nature, he is actually dwelling upon the Swarupam of nature of Bhagavan. And a person who is dwelling upon the Swarupam of Bhagavan is in fact is the one who has invoked Bhagavan in oneself. Bhagavan in himself or herself. And such a wise person who invokes always Bhagavan in oneself, on one's own self, is like a temple, means his body, mind, sense complex is like a temple. Which means his physical body is like the temple and his mind becomes the sanctum sanctorum garbhagriham. And in that garbhagriham, sanctum sanctorum, within the temple of physical body, there is installed Paramatma, Bhagavan, absolute reality, Brahman, in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, as the truth of I. And therefore, as wise person is always constantly invoking Bhagavan, Bhagavan in himself, as his own self, and as wise person is of the nature of purity, as wise person also is mentally absolutely pure, because of his wisdom, the wise person is revered as Ishvara. He is as good as Bhagavan. And in Vedic tradition, in Vedic culture, in Vedic tradition, in Hindu culture, Jnani is always worshipped. The very natural for simple people, the people who are raised in the Vedic tradition, have this culture of bowing down to wise person, worshipping a Jnani, and having reverence for a Jnani as Bhagavan, as great as Bhagavan. We say Adishankar Bhagavat Pada is said to be Bhagavan, Vyasacharya is said to be Bhagavan, you know. So, they are revered as Bhagavan. In fact, when in Shankara Matas, when the Acharyas leave the physical body, the temples are built even for them. We should call it Adhishthanam. For Jnanis, we build Adhishthanam. Jnanis, the temple built for a person who died as a Jnani, is called Adhishthanam, where people go and worship. They invoke Bhagavan in the form of a Jnani. There, Jnani is no more looked upon as an individual. After the death, when Jnani dies, and when the Adhishthanam is built, and people go and worship that Jnani, that Jnani becomes an altar for Bhagavan, and people who can relate to that Jnani, of course they can worship that Jnani as a Bhagavan. Jnani's form becomes an altar for Bhagavan. So, you cannot go and bow to somebody's murti unless you're able to relate to that person as a wise person, as a Jnani. If you're exposed to the teaching, it is easy for you to go and bow to that person. Anyway, I would just want to tell you, the Vedic tradition, the culture is there that the wise person is revered as Jnani. And in this mantra, it is said, as wise person is revered as a Jnani, worshipping Jnani also will bless the worshipper with the benefit of worship of Ishvara. If you offer worship to Bhagavan, if a puja is performed for Bhagavan, it is definitely effective. It will bless a person. Just as Bhagavat Puja, worship of Bhagavan, blesses the devotee, the worshipper, with the benefit, with the result. Similarly, worship of a Jnani, the puja offered to Jnani also will bless the worshipper with the same result. Okay? Because this is the secret of worship, the significance of worship. You all know, worship is a symbolic act of offering to Bhagavan. Because we know, I have told you many times, hundreds of times, this fact. Worship is nothing but an act of offering. And act of offering means the offerer is devotee, the one who is offered to is Bhagavan. In fact, nothing can be really offered to Bhagavan. Why? Because the fact is, everything is Bhagavan. All that is here is Bhagavan. Bhagavan alone is manifest as the whole Jagat. The offerer is Bhagavan. The one who is offered to is Bhagavan. What is being offered is Bhagavan. The act of offering also is Bhagavan. There's nothing which is not Bhagavan. Therefore, how can we offer anything to Bhagavan? That is why worship is not a real act of offering. It is a symbolic act of offering, and through which a devotee expresses his or her gratitude to Bhagavan for all that the person is blessed with. And this is a thoughtfully done, will-involved action. Therefore, it's a karma, it's a punya karma, and it does produce phalam. And worship always blesses a person with prosperity. Worship blesses a person with the prosperity. Artha kama dharmas. And if a person is a nishkama worshipper, then naturally he'll be blessed with mental purification and mental steadiness also. Of course, worship will not remove ignorance. Worship will not bless a person with moksha. But worship is a discipline which will help a person, enable a person to remain in association with Bhagavan, in contact with Bhagavan. In due course of time, it will help a person to become mentally, emotionally prepared. Worship of Bhagavan, prayer to Bhagavan, will remove the obstacles in one's spiritual progress. Okay. Therefore, what we need to understand, worshipping Bhagavan is effective. Similarly, as Jnani is as revered as Bhagavan, worshipping Jnani also will bless a person with the same benefit. Worship of a Jnani also is as significant as the worship of Bhagavan. It is not at all different. That is what is said in this mantra. Okay, now, so Acharya Vandanam is as Acharya Vandanam is one of the disciplines, one of the values. And Acharya Vandanam is equal to Bhagavad Vandanam. And Upanishad says, here Upanishad says something much more than this. What Upanishad says in this mantra, Jnani is of mental purity. Jnani has absolute mental purification. Because his emotions all become resolved in a clear vision of you, knowledge of, vision of the truth. As he is free from the fundamental problem, the person, Jnani, has absolute mental purity. Because as Jnani has mental purification, Jnani as a pure-minded, predominantly sattvic-minded person, a Jnani is capable of making his sankalpa come true. A Jnani, see, this is a secret, okay? If you want a sankalpa to come true, all that you need is mental purification. Amazing fact. You try to be mentally pure, your sankalpa will become true. And mental purification is possible only if you have jnanam. Isn't something nice to know? You bless a person, your word will become, it will become true. So Jnani is capable of making his sankalpa true. His sankalpa will become true. Why? Because he has mental purification. This is secret. Shastram reveals this secret. It's a revealed secret, not hidden secret. What is the secret? If you want any of your strong thoughts to come true, It will come true if you have mental, absolute mental purity. And for you to have mental purity, you need jnanam. And here, Bhagavan is in the Puranas, in also in the Shastram, Upanishad Shastram, Bhagavan is always described as Satya Kamaha, Satya Sandhaha, Satya Sankalpaha. Okay, in our Shastram, even Puranas, in the Upanishad, etc., everywhere, Bhagavan is always described, Bhagavan is always glorified as Satya Kamaha, Satya Sandhaha, Satya Sankalpaha. Okay. And not only that, Ashta Guna Visishtaha Bhagavan. In fact, there is one particular Upanishad, I think it's Chandogya Upanishad. There's the 8th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad where Bhagavan is glorified as the one endowed with 8. Bhagavan is said to be of 8 glories. Bhagavan is of 8 glories. Ashtaguna Visishtaha Paramatma. Ashtaguna Visishtaha Bhagavan Ishwaraha. And of those 8 gunas of Bhagavan, Satya Sankalpaha is one of the, Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpaha, is one of the 8 glories of Bhagavan. And Jnani, not only Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpaha, this Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, this mantra says, Jnani who is as revered as Bhagavan also is Satya Sankalpaha. Not only Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpaha, even Jnani who has the urge of Bhagavan also is Satya Sankalpaha. Satya Sankalpaha means what? Whatever a jnani wishes, jnani's wish will come true. If you think, it will come true. One must become a jnani to have one's wish to come true. If a person becomes a jnani, then a jnani will not have any sankalpa for himself. If a person becomes a jnani, so jnani is the one whose sankalpa, whose thought becomes, whose wish will become true. But once a person becomes a jnani, one will not be able to have, one will not have any sankalpa for himself. Sankalpa is possible, wish is possible only if a person has any need. Jnani is the one who is reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness. Therefore, a jnani will not have any sankalpa for himself. Okay, because he is a person of the vision of fullness of happiness, the limitlessness of reality. Therefore, it is where there is fullness, where there is limitlessness, there cannot be any wish for anything. So Jnani's wish will become true, but Jnani will not have any wish for himself, sankalpa for himself. Why? Because there is nothing that Jnani lacks. One must lack something, one must need something, only then sankalpa is possible. Jnani is the one who does not, who will not lack anything. Because everything for Jnani, everything is Bhagavan, everything is the self. Therefore, Jnani has the status of being a Satya Sankalpaha. Jnani enjoys the status of being a Satya Sankalpa. Jnani enjoys the status of being capable of fulfilling, making the wish come true. Therefore, what Upanishad says, if any Jnani will not have any wish for himself, but still, if any devotee, Jnani can say, Jnani can bless, may all these worlds be happy and prosperous, then Jnani Sankalpa will come true. Therefore, Upanishad says, if ordinary, simple, ignorant individuals and who are still striving to become jnanis, to striving to attain jnanam and moksha, who live a simple life of karma yoga, such people, if they approach this wise person, means the person who still has needs, the person, of course, most, all human beings in the world have their own needs, their needs. Therefore, they have worldly desires. They have needs. They have physical needs, emotional needs. They have biological needs. And they have desires. Very natural for all simple, ignorant human beings to have desires. Therefore, a person who has worldly desires is recommended to worship a jnani. If a person worships a jnani and he can pray for the fulfillment of his material, for fulfillment of his material worldly wishes and desires. If a wise person does the sankalpa, the wise person wishes, then that devotee who bows to the jnani, who prays to the jnani for fulfillment of his desire, will have his desire fulfilled, will have his desire fulfilled. Okay? This is what is actually said in this mantra. Okay. Then, Vishuddha sattvaha means a wise person who is absolutely pure minded, who is of sattvic mind. A wise person who is of sattvic mind, who is absolutely pure minded, that person, yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati, yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati, let me make it very clear, yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati, whatever world means what? It may be bhuhu or bhuvaha or suvaha, any loka, whichever world a wise person wishes for his student or for his devotee. A wise person, I told you already, wise person need not, will not wish anything for himself. But a wise person can wish for the devotee, wish for the righteous, pious person. Then whatever the wise person wishes for the devotee, well, whether he wants time-bound ends, arthakama dharmas enjoyable in this world, or even the desire to go to heaven, etc., whichever loka the devotee wants to go to, or whatever result the person wants to enjoy, wishes in this world, and jnani can wish him for that. And jnani's wishes jnani's Jnani's wish will become true. Means worshipper can enjoy the benefit. Worshipper can have his desire fulfilled. So, Upanishad said, Bhuti Kamaha means the one who is desirous of. Bhutihi means prosperity, wealth. Bhuti Kamaha. Bhutihi, prosperity, wealth. Bhuti Kamaha, the person who is desirous of wealth, prosperity, in terms of worldly or material wealth, that person, Atmajnam hi archayet. Bhuti Kamaha, who is desirous of prosperity and wealth or worldly desires, Atmajnam hi archayet, must worship or can worship Ajnani. Atmajnaha means the knower of the Atma, Ajnani. Atmajnaha is a wise person. Bhuti Kamaha Atmajnam hi archayet, he indeed. The person of material needs, material desires, can worship and invoke the grace of the Jnani. For, and he can pray for the fulfillment of his wishes and desires. And if Jnani does the sankalpa, devotee will get his desire fulfilled. This is what is first said. Then, and yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati tam lokam yamscha kaman kamayate. Whatever the world Jnani wishes for his devotee, yamscha kaman kamayate, whatever the sense object, kaman here means sense objects, yamscha means yannicha kaman kamayate, yannicha whatever kaman, the worldly objects or external objects, yannicha kaman and whatever worldly objects or desires, worldly desires, kamayate, a wise person wishes, yannicha kaman kamayate, whatever worldly desires or the worldly objects, sense objects, a wise person wishes for the sake of or for his students or devotees, okay, not Jnani's desires, okay, whatever worldly objects, sense objects or desires, a wise person wishes for his, for other people, other worshippers, other devotees, all forms, whether the results, objects of this world or objects of higher worlds, tam lokam jayate, a devotee will be able to accomplish all of that. Tam lokam jayate. Devotee will definitely will be blessed with the accomplishment of fulfillment of all his wishes. He accomplishes whatever he, whichever loka he wants. Whether he wants objects of this world, whether he wants objects of the higher worlds, he will be able to attain all of them. Tamscha kaman kaman. Tancha kaman tam lokam jayate. He will get all those worlds, whichever world he wants to accomplish. Tancha kaman. He will also have all his desires fulfilled. Therefore, what he says, Jnani, Jnani is a bestower of, Jnani is the bestower of Mukti. Jnani is the bestower of Jnanam. Jnani is the bestower of even material wealth. Therefore, Jnani is said to be, see, Bhagavan is said to be Bhukti Pradata, Mukti Pradata. Okay, Pradata. Pradata means bestower. Bhagavan is Bhukti Pradata, Mukti Pradata. Bhagavan is the bestower of material wealth. Bhagavan is bestower of spiritual wealth also. Similarly, Jnani is also Bhukti Pradata, Mukti Pradata. Jnani also is the bestower of material wealth as well as spiritual wealth. See, Jnani cannot make you attain Jnanam. Jnani can bless you to have Antakarna Shuddhi. The Jnani's blessing can help you study the Shastram. Jnani's blessing can help you thereby attain Jnanam. So Jnani's blessing can help a person attain Moksha. Okay? Therefore, Jnani's wish comes true because of his mental purification and wisdom. Therefore, Jnani, Bhagavan is not a Jnani, but Jnani is Bhagavan. Okay, that is why we have the Guru Stotram. Mannatha Shri Jagannatha Madguru Shri Jagadguru Madatma Sarvabhotatma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. In fact, Bhagavan, my Guru is Bhagavan himself. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Gurureva Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. That is the content of the verse. Okay. Yam yam lokam manasa, yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati. Vishuddha sutsattva kamayate yamscha kaman. Vishuddha sattva kamayate yamscha kaman. Tantam tam lokam jayate, tam lokam jayate, tamscha kaman. Therefore, whatever the Jnani wishes, that the devotee accomplishes. Whatever Jnani wishes for the devotee accomplishes that. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, bhuti kamaha, the person who is desirous of prosperity, archayet, must worship, atmajnam, the wise person. Jnani is revered as Ishvara because of the Jnanam. If the person, a person, individual human being, with the Jnanam as a Jnani is revered as Bhagavan. The individual human being without Jnanam is not great. Which means the greatness is because of the Jnanam, is not because of the person. Okay? The greatness, the superiority, the exaltedness enjoyed by a person is because of the Jnanam. So, we always use this. Bhagavan is, therefore the world is. Bhagavan is not, the world cannot be. And this is what the Anvaya Vyatireka logic says. So, Jnanam is, according to the Anvaya Vyatireka logic, the greatness, the glorification, the greatness is because of Jnanam. Jnanam is, therefore greatness is. If jnanam is not, greatness is not. So jnanam is, therefore greatness is, therefore glory is. This is anvayaha. Jnanam is not, then there cannot be glory. There cannot be greatness. That is vyatireka. This is what is meant by this, revealed by this anvaya vyatireka logic. And this is an argument known as anvaya vyatireka logic. What is that? If jnanam is, greatness is. So the greatness, the glorification is, belongs to jnanam. If jnanam is not, greatness is not. This is vyatireka. Therefore what? Therefore jnanam eva, jnanam asti chet, jnanam asti chet, prashamsa asti, mahima asti. Jnanam nasti chet, mahima nasti. Ataha jnanasya eva mahima. Therefore knowledge alone has the greatness. And this is what is known as anvaya vyatireka logic. So it is jnanam because of which alone a person becomes respected. This is what is said, repeat by this anvaya vyatireka logic. So Upanishads actually, by highly glorifying a jnani as the one whose wish becomes full, becomes true. In fact, Upanishad indirectly actually glorifies jnanam only. Now we completed the Mundakopanishadi, Tritiya Mundake, Prathamaha Kandaha is completed. Yam yam lokam manasasam vibhati, Vishuddha sattvah kamayate yamscha kaman, tantan lokam jayate tamscha kaman, tasmad atmagyam hyarchayet bhuti kamaha. So tritiya mundake dvitiya khandaha, second last section, savedaitat paramam brahma dhama, yatra vishvam nihitam bhati shubhram, upasate purusham yehyama yehyakamaha te shukrametad ativartanti dhiraha upasate purusham yehyakamaha te shukrametad ativartanti dhiraha. Okay, we'll see this verse next class. See, we have to go one after the other, open it carefully. So repeat listening and listening and listening and listening. You can see how gradually the thinnest layer of clarity enhances. But repeat, lot of repeated listening is important. Sometimes you may feel even tired of listening to the same thing. But that is the style of the Shastra. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.